With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You are on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You could call us at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510. As I mentioned, jam-packed lineup of guests, some fantastic guests this week. Actually, we have a number of fantastic women making a difference in the community, all lined up to share their advice, tips, and resources with you. And the first up, here with me in studio is the brand new executive director of NABO Chicago. Wendy, thank you so much for joining us here in studio.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. So you have a Thrive event or an opportunity for women to thrive. I'll let you explain, but I'm so happy you're here to explain a little bit about the event. But also to talk to us about the fantastic goings-on at NABO, an organization that we've spoken about so many times on this show. So why don't we start with the event? Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, it's Thrive. It's our annual conference coming up. It's on September 26th. It's on a Monday. And what we've done this year, we're bringing some of the most recognizable women in Chicago to speak on a variety of topics that are relevant to any kind of business owner. So we have Jan Fields, who is a former CEO of McDonald's USA. We have Sima Dahl, who's a very well-known author and speaker. We have Amanda Lannert, who is the CEO of the Jelly Vision Lab. And we also have Suzanne Munchen, who is a well-known speaker as well. And there's a few other speakers that we're lining up. And the goal of the day is to have a series of, you know, these keynote topics, kind of the format of a TED Talk. So very vibrant women, you know, talking about different issues like strategy. How do you grow and deal with job, you know, managing growth within an organization and keeping culture and a lot of topics that are relevant to any kind of business that you're in, and really women that have been through a lot. So it's not just here's all the great things I've done, but it's really this is what I faced, these are the struggles I've had, this is how we've succeeded. And so it's not just all, you know, making it look easy. These women have been through it all. They've been in the trenches and they've gotten it done. And so let's learn from each other. And they're all about supporting each other. So Jan, I've known for a number of years. And, you know, when I called her, she's like, absolutely, I'm ready. To, you know, I love to support women. You know, obviously she was, McDonald's is not a women's small business, but she's been through it all. And she's a great motivational, very real, she's going to be direct and down to earth. And
all the women that you mentioned, they're all those are recognizable names. Mm-hmm. And exactly as you said, they've all been through the trenches. And what I find interesting about all of the people you just mentioned is that they all bring a unique skill set to the table. And every small business owner, man or woman, knows that that being in business is not always fun and games. It's great to be a small business owner, and it's great to be able to have the ups. But together with the ups come the downs as well. And I know many of the people that you just mentioned, they have gone through those challenges, and it sounds like they're going to be sharing their experiences, some of which will be relevant to some people at NABO Chicago's annual Thrive event, but some that maybe won't be as relevant. But it sounds like together with all of the education that you offer throughout the year, this is sort of it all packed into one day, an opportunity that people absolutely should not miss.
Exactly. I mean, with, you know, small business owners, they've got a passion for whatever industry that they're in, but that doesn't necessarily mean they have the skills in every single area. I mean, nobody does. And so it takes education and networking and communication and talking with each other to help learn from that. And so the goal is to provide that education and Thrive. You know, we'll have 300, 400 women. It generally sells out. And so it's kind of one of our ways to get a massive amount of information out there. But well, we obviously have, you know, educational events nonstop throughout the year that we're, you know, trying to work in smaller settings to really engage and provide opportunities for our members, whether in your the city or throughout Chicagoland, because we do encapsulate Chicagoland, which is a pretty large region.
That's great. And NABO Chicago has been around for how long now?
Since 1978. So NABO National, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary, so we'll be coming up to our own 40th pretty soon, too.
That's fantastic. And I know you have a number of women that have really taken the reins and really developed the organization into what it is today, but you are actually the first full-time executive director of the organization, I understand.
I am. They've outsourced that role to management companies, and that's been, you know, coming on very well, but we kind of had that tipping point of growth where they were able to bring somebody on internally, and, you know, my background more or less in the last 20 years has been in the nonprofit sector, and it's something I'm very passionate about, and I love working with boards. I love developing a strategy. You know, I can, you know, handle the finances, but it's all the nonprofits I've run all have, you know, it's a similar function, training programs, education programs, advocacy, membership base, and making sure we're, you know, providing the right resources and staying true to our mission. And for me, running a nonprofit is very much like running a business. We need to have measurable results. It's not necessarily about the bottom line and dollars coming in, but it's how many members are we serving, how many people are coming to our events, how many members are coming back to NABO. So it's all that that I've done in past jobs that I'm bringing to NABO. And this board, you know, I've worked with several different boards. They're very much engaged, and they're a very passionate, very dynamic group, and it's been great to work with them the 2 months that I've been here.
Well, that was going to be my question. I'm curious. You've worked with a lot of different organizations, a lot of different businesses, and what's unique about NABO? Obviously, it sounds like it's the people, and there's energy and enthusiasm, and anybody who has ever been to a NABO event has seen it. When you see the rah-rah and the cheering and the excitement and the camaraderie between these women in business, it's fantastic. So what are some of the goals for the upcoming year beyond the success of the Thrive event that I know it probably will sell out? So certainly we'll make sure before the end of this segment to make sure to share information on how people can register. But what else can the Chicagoland business community, men and women, look forward to seeing coming out of NABO over the coming year?
Sure, and I'm glad you mentioned that. Obviously, we're an association of women business owners, but we are all inclusive. We do have, you know, a gentleman on that also serves on our board, but, you know, these events are open to men and women because obviously the topics are relevant to both. But for the upcoming year, the board really took a lot of time over the last few months, even prior before I started, to, you know, be very strategic on how we're going to roll out what is our, you know, current 2017 fiscal year, which we now, with our region being so large, we've divided it into five regions where we have key regional leaders that really are our point of contact. So we are ensuring we're serving our members. And within each region, we're going to be having six events per region. So that's 30 events in addition to our Thrive Conference. And we have an annual achievement luncheon in the spring where we recognize, you know, the top women in business in Chicago. And within these regional events, we're going to, four of them will be educational in nature. So there'll be, you know, various topics that women can attend within the region to really provide closer access for our members, whether in the city or in the suburbs. You know, so for example, in our August, they're called our Connects. So in August Connects, one of our great partners is Goldman Sachs. They have their 10,000 mm-hmm. small business campaign where they're trying to get, you know, 10,000 small business through this fantastic curriculum, which is a free curriculum. You have to apply and qualify, but it's, you know, several months long, and it's proven to really help grow sales and really strengthen the business for those who go through it. So for August, we're having actual content, and some of the teachers come in and provide kind of a brief, you know, snapshot of what this curriculum will be like, plus one of our contacts to really talk about the program to really educate our members why it's beneficial to go through. And again, it's a free program. It's fantastic.
That's
so
fantastic.
We're really trying to get women to, you know, sit in and listen to this.
Well, lots of great resources out of NABO Chicago. And Wendy, you're doing a fantastic job at spreading the word and getting new people involved, but also harnessing that enthusiasm from the many women involved in NABO Chicago, the National Association of Women Business Owners. So Wendy, you provide a lot of information about a lot of programs, but specifically about the Thrive Conference, which is coming up. How can people learn more about everything that's coming up and register?
Sure. You know, we always keep our website up to date. So it's nabo.org. It's nawbo.org/Chicago. That'll take you right to our main page. And you can see under our events, all the different events coming up, whether it's our Connects meeting or our big conferences. We also post all of that on our Facebook page. So you can just, you know, search NABO Chicago and that'll drive you there. And we're really, you know, posting more social media as well.
Fantastic. Well, we appreciate you coming on to the program, and we'll be sure to continue to plug the Thrive Conference, great resource for women in business. Speaking of women in business, I've got my friend Susan Kaplan joining me on the air coming up right after the break. She's going to be telling us a little bit about how to tell your story, something, Wendy, that I know all the women at the Thrive Conference, all the speakers do a great job of. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
FreeCruiter.com/America.
So we just spoke with a fantastic organization making an impact in the small business community, but specifically dealing with women. Coming up, they have their Thrive Conference in mid-September, and Get Down to Business will be a proud media sponsor of that fantastic event. Speaking of women in business, I've got my friend Susan Kaplan joining me. Susan is a business communication and marketing strategist, and I've seen her work in action. I've seen the many, many happy clients, but people that she's impacted. And today we're talking a little bit about how to tell your story. Susan, welcome back to Get Down to Business.
Well, thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Absolutely. So one thing that you do so well is telling your story, and you have a fantastic story to tell. I know we've had you on the air in the past, and you have a very impressive resume. You've written a number of books, and that's something that I think you do better than anybody that I know, is you tell your story and you help others do the same, whether it's around jobs or business. Is there a secret to that success?
Well, Shalom, there are so many elements that are put into a professional portfolio, whether you're looking for a job or trying to sell your business. But the one tool that takes so much thought is how you tell your story. And whether I'm working with talent acquisition managers or businesses, they tell me the same thing. Successful individuals know how to tell their story, whether they're at networking events or in interviews.
So, Susan, you do a fair share of teaching to young people. I know you've taught at Columbia College in Chicago. You've also done some teaching at Northwestern University and Loyola University. And a lot of young people, I hate to generalize over here, but a lot of young people going through college, they would say that they don't have a story to tell. You and I probably would debate that piece. But how do they tell their story to stand out from everybody else that's out there when there are so many engineering students and there's so many law school graduates? How do those young men and women tell their story to, whether it's for a job opportunity, a business opportunity, so their resume, so their story stands out from everybody else?
Well, yes, I do. I work with a lot of young professionals, and they will. They'll say to me, I don't have a story yet. I'm still in school, or I just got out of school. But see, every new work experience you have, whether if you say, I only worked in fast food, you know, that shows me that you're responsible. That shows me you're good working with other people and you understand finances and you understand interactions. And so that's very important. So every new experience, every new skill that's learned, every time you excel at something or work as part of a team, even in a class, sets you apart from the competition. And it's thinking through those individual experiences that will help you when you're telling your story.
And let's change that example from people in college, young adults graduating from college. And you and I certainly agree that everybody they have their story to tell, unless they were living under a rock. They were involved in various summer jobs, various opportunities, and they just need to figure out how to polish that message and get that story out there. But let's change from young professionals, let's talk about business owners, because after all, we are all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship on this program. There are many, many, many law firms out there. There are many accounting firms out there. There are many different companies that do very similar things. I believe it's the same thing that lands somebody a job, that gets somebody business, and that's the ability to tell your story, your ability to stand out. Would you agree? And how do you think a small business owner can tell their story so they can successfully articulate that message that, use my services, I'm better, I can do a better job than the next guy?
Absolutely. So I've gone, and I'm sure you have too, you've been to many networking events where you meet small businesses, and you say, so, how are you? And they say, well, I'm in marketing, or I'm in accounting, or I'm in legal. And you've left it up to me to decide what really you bring to the table, what value you bring. My quick tip on that is, work from the finish line backwards. Think about, what do you want people to walk away from that event saying about you? What do you want them to tell other people and their colleagues and other businesses so that they use your services? And pick three things ahead of time that you want them to say. And then when you're talking about your business, I'm in marketing, but I specialize in A, B, or C. I'm an engineering student, and I've worked on these wonderful, teams, and we accomplished X, Y, and Z. And so always have more specifics that you want people to repeat. Make it easy for people.
That's fantastic advice, as I said, both for folks that are looking to develop their story for potential professional opportunities, such as jobs, but also for business as well. Susan, again, you tell your story really, really well. You've published the Marketing Yourself to the Real World book series, which is currently used by companies, colleges, organizations, and individuals. And I know that there's several different components of that book series where you sort of teach that message of, how do you spread your story? How do you spread your message out into the real world? Can you share any other tidbits or advice that that you share in your book series?
Well, this is another piece of advice that would work for someone looking for a new career or a new job, or even have a business. The story you tell people when you meet them doesn't end when you leave that place. It's the story you tell at networking events that they need to leave there and look up your LinkedIn profile or your website or Google your name or even reviewing a resume and making sure that the story is consistent across all avenues so that there's no way that they can say, well, this isn't right, and I don't understand why they said this. It doesn't show up here. So just make sure your story is consistent across, you know, all the areas that people might look into.
Well, Susan, your comments lead to an interesting point about branding. And Everybody associates branding with big companies, but the truth is that individuals need to have a brand as well. And it sounds like you're suggesting that sometimes when you look at somebody's materials, whether it's a resume that has a link to a LinkedIn profile, maybe the message isn't consistent. And perhaps when you look at somebody's business card and then you get to their website, maybe again, that message isn't consistent. Do you think it's important to sort of sit back and actually develop a strategy, or is that too businessy? If you're spending too much time doing functions like that, is that overthinking the matter?
Well, you know, I call it analysis paralysis. You can push yourself into a corner by overthinking it, but there are certain touch points to every professional career, and you really just want to connect the dots. You want to, exactly what I was saying, is the message that I'm saying to people verbally the same message that they're seeing when they see my face and my energy? If I say I'm a great communicator, but then I send you a resume and there's a typo in it, it tells me you're not a great communicator. If I say I love writing, but you don't have a blog out there, it tells me you're not really committed to it. So you just want to connect the dots to make sure that when someone's listening to you, they can see that what you're saying is true and that you're passionate.
That's absolutely mission critical. There's got to be the right balance between that over-analysis But also, again, I guess the basics is, yeah, you should not have a typo. And the basics are that the message that, again, is on your LinkedIn profile, you probably don't want to have promoting a different job search than the one that you have on a resume. Great advice, Susan Kaplan. You're a accomplished author, speaker, educator. The list goes on and on and on. And I know our listeners certainly will have questions. I hope they have questions because you have a great message to share, and you really help others tell their story. Susan, how can people get a hold of you if they want to learn more?
Well, go to my website, www.Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Kaplan, Kaplan.com.
Well, I hope on that website, I hope it doesn't talk about your athletic career on there, because that would not be a consistent message, would it?
It does not.
Okay, good. Just checking. Susan Kaplan, again, SusanKaplan.com. Appreciate your time, advice, resources on the program. We'll be sure to have you back real soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, TandemHR.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. They are our solution center, our resource center, for so much about HR, employee benefits, payroll, the new overtime laws. Lots of great resources on their website, TandemHR.com. Check it out. After the break, we've got more tips, advice, and information. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
It's back. The biggest conservative event in the Midwest returns this October. It's Freedom Summit Chicago.
Welcome back. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. And this week, we've been chatting with women making an impact in their community. So coming up, I'm actually joined by Tzipora Gelman, the founder and creator of Frumba Chicago, which sounds a lot like Zumba. Tzipora, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
Absolutely. So you have a fantastic story to share. You are the picture on your Facebook page is a bunch of women with T-shirts, wearing T-shirts that says Train Insane. It sounds like just a few years ago, that was not you, and you've really revolutionized a program for yourself, but also brought a number of women along with you for the ride. Tell us your story.
So about 6 years ago, I weighed 275 pounds. I had been overweight my whole life and had struggled with obesity. And a couple of things happened that really, I guess, struck a chord in me to make a change. I had a neighbor who was about 42 years old, and she suffered from a very tragic heart attack and died in front of her 6-year-old daughter. And in addition to that, kind of like waking me up and thinking, you know, that's going to be me in a couple of years if I don't do something different, I just knew I needed to do something different. So my husband encouraged me, and he told me that I should join Lifetime. And I went to Lifetime, and I started working out on the machines, which I found painfully boring. And I heard about this class that was called Latin Fusion. My parents are from Colombia, South America originally, and so I always loved, you know, Latin American music. So I tried out the class, and I really enjoyed it. And then I looked at the schedule again, and I saw that there was a class called Zumba. And so I figured, oh, maybe that's something like Latin Fusion. And I went to try it out, and I was totally hooked. It was like love at first sight. The instructor just had so much energy. The people in the room were just having fun. It was not a workout. It felt like a party.
And now you share that fun with other women. I'm looking again at your Facebook page, and you have the top text of the week, and people that are just blown away, people that are losing weight, people that are, I guess, more than anything, having fun. So you have taken your experience and your story, a remarkable story, and now you're impacting people's lives. But you're running, again, this week's theme is women in business. You're running you've started a successful business. I know you have classes going on throughout the week. I guess, share with our listeners the current success story that's on your mind, the current success story that's keeping you motivated, keeping you driven to continue running Frumba Chicago.
I would say that seeing and hearing the stories, like you mentioned, those top techs of the week, and seeing how my business has changed people's lives, not just physically. Obviously, the women have lost collectively thousands of pounds together over the course of the 5 years since I started the business. But it's even more than that. It's about, you know, camaraderie and friendship and acceptance. And right now, we're really on the cusp of what the dream was 5 years ago when I started in a small little house. I've moved into a bunch of different spaces and rented from a bunch of different organizations throughout the community. But right now, we're really on a hunt for our own studio. We really envision having classes around the clock, servicing women and girls in our community with everything from Zumba to strength training, personal training, group training, Pilates, yoga, bar. We really, right now, we're really looking to find a space where we can, you know, really house from Chicago and service the community on an even greater level than we are right now.
And that's amazing. And I know that I'm sure our listeners will be hearing more about From a Chicago. And obviously when that space is identified, maybe we'll do a live broadcast from the studio. That would be fun. But right, From is all about having good time, but also changing women's lives. And I know right now, obviously, you're in Evanston. But the women that are coming from all over, and, we don't have a lot of time today, but I wanted to make sure that our listeners can hear a little bit about the programming lineup, the programs that you are offering, and hopefully get involved, contact you to even just talk about your story, because I think it's an inspirational story. So what's on the calendar this week?
So this week, tonight, we've got an all-Jewish music class. Services, the right-wing part of our community. And then tomorrow morning, starting at 9:45, we've got a class that has a little bit of a combination between Zumba, strength training, and core. In the evening, we've got Zumba. Every day of the week, we've got at least two or three classes. We just
Amazing.
Recently started a group training in the park here in Skokie, which has been awesome, really well attended, and people just love to be outdoors working out. But yeah, every day of the week, I would encourage people, if they are interested in finding out about classes, to go to the Facebook page or to contact me directly at frumbachicago@gmail.com, and I can shoot them a schedule so they can get in on the fun.
frumbachicago@gmail.com, frumbachicago@gmail.com. Contact Zipporah Gelman. Again, Zipporah, we'll be sure to have you back on the air real soon. Sharing that inspirational message, but you're a successful business owner, and you're helping other people stay fit, stay healthy, which helps women in business. But staying on that theme, we're going to continue talking with women in business after the break. Zipporah, thank you again for joining us on the air.
Thanks so much.
Absolutely. frumbachicago@gmail.com. Be sure to contact Zipporah Gelman. Again, after the break, more tips, advice, and information from women in business.
64-4002.
I'm inspired by all the women that I've been hanging out with on this week's show, Get Down to Business, jam-packed with information from NABO Chicago, from Susan Kaplan, talking about how to tell your story, from Zipporah Gelman of From a Chicago, and now joined here in studio by Susan Warline, the Director of Business Development at Peace Hospice and Palliative Care. Susan, thank you so much for joining us in studio.
Absolutely. Good evening.
Good evening. So you are, by your own definition, you're a networking guru, and your reputation precedes you. I know you're very, very, very involved in community. There's so much we could talk about, and we only have a few minutes to talk.
That's okay.
But tell me, let's start about community, because I know you have an organization that you are so, so passionate about. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, you know, I work full-time hospice for Peace Hospice and Palliative Care, but also on my spare time, I also run my own charity called Flying for Hope.
Flying for Hope. So tell us just the Reader's Digest version about the great, fantastic work that you do.
We provide financial assistance to pay for people's flights, bus, and train tickets to get to the loved one in the event of a crisis situation.
That's so important, and we all know somebody that you know, in a tough medical situation and the family having trouble getting there, it's so important to have that emotional support. So that's amazing. And obviously, before we say farewell to you at the end of the segment, we'll be sure to get contact information so our listeners hopefully can find ways to support your important work. But your day job, as you mentioned, is the Director of Business Development at Peace Hospice. Tell us a little bit about the hospice and the story of the organization and what you do every day.
Oh, I love my job. Peace Hospice and Palliative Care is located in Naperville. We serve 12 counties, and we'll be having our 10-year anniversary next month. It all started by a vision of our spiritual leader, Ronki Champion, who basically had a calling one day and had taken on that calling and turned what her vision and dreams were to start a hospice organization in the Chicagoland area.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. So how many people do you service every year?
Well, it depends. You know, people are in hospice, have a life-limiting illness. So our goal is to work cohesively as a team to make sure that we can put the loved one on hospice services, which they've already bestowed upon themselves, because a lot of people think hospice costs money, and it does not.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. So you are out there in the community. As you said, you are a networking guru, getting out there, meeting a lot of people, involved in a lot of projects in Naperville, it sounds like. But a lot of what you do, Susan, is it sounds like you educate.
That's exactly correct. And that's what we do, is educate. We have a team of community relations managers that go out into different territories in the Chicagoland area. So not only am I mentoring them and supporting them, we all work cohesively together to actually educate the community, the doctors, the skilled facilities, anyone in the community that is willing to listen about the wonderful hospice benefit that is already bestowed upon them in the event that they become ill.
And it sounds like a huge part of your work, which I know you're very passionate about, is obviously working with families. And
absolutely.
And families that are talking to you, they're probably not in the best state of mind. So they're probably dealing with challenging situations, but you are a caring, you have a caring shoulder to lean on. And
absolutely.
And I guess you educate something on an issue that people need to hear about.
Yeah, people are so afraid of the word hospice. It actually means, comes from the Latin term hospitium, which means hospitality. So hospice is a hospitality service. When someone goes on hospice, it's covered by their Medicare benefit and most private insurances. So regardless of your age, you know, we will still come out and talk with the families and educate the families about the hospice benefit. We want to make sure that they're comfortable, that they're not in any pain, and then that they're getting the spiritual, emotional, and physical support that they need, not only by our team, but we're also not only helping the family, we're also more helping the patient.
And I know you're servicing families from many counties, but it sounds like a theme that I'm hearing from you is that a lot of your involvement is in Naperville, and it sounds like you
South
are...
South Chicago, too. A lot of Chicago, Naperville, anywhere, like Lake County, Will County, Cook County, DuPage, Kane.
That's fantastic. And Peace Hospice is, it sounds like, pretty involved in community as an organization.
Absolutely. We really like to be a part of the community, whether we're doing Alzheimer's walks or, you know, supporting things in the local community. Even though we're located in Naperville, a lot of people just think we only serve the Naperville community. We serve all communities in different counties, of course.
That's amazing. So how many people are part of the Peace Hospice and Palliative Care Organization?
I believe that we have 30 employees. We have several nurses in the surrounding the different Chicagoland area so they can be closer to their patients.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different hospices in the community. So what makes us a little bit different is that our turnaround time is very quick.
From
the referral
important.
Process is about 4 hours.
That's fantastic. That's great. So, Susan Warline, you're involved in a lot in the community, also involved quite a bit in the business networking community, something I know a thing or two about. And I want to make sure our listeners can find you, can find Peace Hospice, can find ways to support your work in the nonprofit community as well and helping families. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you?
There's several ways. You can go to our website, peacehospice.net, www.peacehospice.net. You can also find us on our Facebook page and see some of the differences we're making in our patients and their families' lives, whether we're celebrating their birthday, we're doing community involvement, and that's our facebook.com, and it's peacehpc, you know, /peacehpc. We're also on Twitter as well, and we have a monthly newsletter, so if anyone is interested, we send out a monthly newsletter as well as things that are going on in the community. So if someone has an event that they want published in our newsletter, then we put it in our newsletter so everyone knows what's going on in the community.
Well, you guys are great at getting the message out. Susan Warline, we appreciate it. Director of Business Development at Peace Hospice and Palliative Care. We'll be sure to also post information about your nonprofit work through our blog as well, so people can find ways to support that. But again, make sure you check them out, peacehospice.net. Coming up, I've got more tips, advice, and information for you after the break.
Great talent
can prevent wildfires.
So I talk a lot about cold calling on Get Down to Business. It's time for a business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM 560 The Answer. So I've heard from a lot of friends, colleagues, clients that The Wolf of Wall Street is a must-see film. I actually did watch it a little while ago. While it doesn't exactly fit my taste in films, it does include some wonderful dialogue about the use of the telephone. And it actually reminded me, and I wrote a blog about this, about the experience of Black Monday, October 19th, 1987, which is a day that there's actually a lot written about some cold calling. There was a book that I read, and I'm going to share information again on my blog about about somebody who started a business and they started cold calling. And after several years of working as a journalist and doing hundreds of interviews on the phone, they made the assumption that those skills were all that they needed to sell something. They were so wrong. Cold calling is unique because, in essence, sales is people think that sales is something that has to be pushy, sleazy, and unethical. It's really wrong. The more calls you make, the more you discover that it's all about relationships. Cold calls are actually intended to be a service to your prospects. When you don't communicate the information on the product or service, you're actually preventing your prospects from making the best possible decisions for themselves. Again, I wrote about this on my blog at shalomkline.com. Check it out. But let me explain for a second. Let's say I know about a company that has a sales team on the phone making outbound calls several times a year. Management makes decisions on how they should spend their training budget. If my information isn't on the table, they cannot make the best possible decision because they don't have all of the information that they need to make a decision. It's not about whether they can hire me or not. It's about my providing them with necessary information. Your number one job as a salesperson or entrepreneur is to let your target market know that you exist. For many of you, cold calling should and needs to be a part of how you make this happen. When you do it well, you're actually providing a service, which is the absolute best way to begin a new business relationship. And remember, in the beginning of each call, make sure you have a strategy. Make sure you have a plan of how you're going to communicate that information, because otherwise you're simply wasting people's time. And then indeed it is a cold call. Then indeed you will be looked at as a salesperson, a person that's actually wasting somebody else's time. If you do it right, you're actually going to be an educator. You're actually going to be communicating valuable information, much like all of the information that we learned this week on Get Down to Business together. We had a fantastic lineup of guests. We had Wendy from Nabo Chicago talking about women in business and their upcoming Thrive event in mid-September. Chatted with Susan Kaplan, who spoke to us about how to tell your story, whether you're looking for a job or you are in business. We chatted with Zipporah Gelman, who shared her small business story of launching Frumba Chicago and the inspirational story of helping other women lose weight and be better professionals, be healthier professionals, which is great. And we just concluded with Susan Warline from Peace Hospice in Naperville, also the founder, president, CEO of Flying for Hope, a great not-for-profit helping families dealing with medical situations and helping raise money to with transportation and for families to be close to their loved ones. So great lineup of great women All their information will be posted on my blog, shalomkline.com. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. As always, you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com, and you could get a sneak peek of who's going to be on next week on the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship to success. Let's get down to business. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m. right here on this program.